What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 437, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing every week, typically every week. Yeah. But of course, with me is my sad co-host, Ryan.
I'm not that sad.
One of the biggest Kansas City Chiefs fans that I know. And I guess they decided to not show up during the Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal situation, but you know what?
We were talking earlier before we went live, and I was just, I'm not the biggest football fan in general, but
sure.
I just felt like it should have been closer, and I just felt they just couldn't do anything. I don't know if it was because Philly was that good or...
Yeah, I think it was a combination of things. I think, you know, Philadelphia is a good team. I don't know. It was a combination of things. I'm not going to try and be in some sort of football expert or anything. But yeah, not the turnout or the result we wanted. But I think there's still plenty of, opportunity in years to come for the Chiefs to get back there. I don't know that they'll have a chance for a three-peat. Right, or anything like that.
That again, was the thing. It was tough. Like people were asking me, like, oh, you're from Pennsylvania, you want Philly to win. I was like, yeah, like, you know, I'm like, being from Pittsburgh, you're typically not a fan of anything right. Philadelphia, but right. In general, you kind of do want to see, like, I would say the Chiefs lose in some respects, but at the same time, you want to see them sort of make history. Like, that would be really, really cool.
Yeah, you say, and you watched it, and like, yeah.
And like it also kind of shuts down the Mahomes Brady comparison, which I don't think
I don't know.
I don't think that's founded, at least not yet. He has to win a lot more too.
Sure.
But like I said, I really like Mahomes. I think he's a great quarterback, but I don't know what happened. It was just not, I don't know if they like they just didn't I don't know. Who knows? But anything else about the Super Bowl? Do you see any cool commercials? Did you?
No, I most of the commercials to me were forgettable. Like I didn't, there wasn't anything that really stuck out to me.
I did. It was cool to see an OpenAI commercial, but I saw somebody post this on Twitter. They were like, you have some of the coolest technology in the world and you literally had a commercial and you didn't show that technology working at all.
Yeah.
Like the OpenAI commercial was like, you can do, like they were talking about doing things with OpenAI or like something, but it just didn't show like what OpenAI could actually do. Right. And it's like, you have this crazy technology. Why don't you actually
show some use cases?
Yes. Or show something. I remember when Google did one and they showed all their like different Google stuff. And I thought that was really cool to show it.
Yeah.
Beyond OpenAI, was there any other tech commercials?
I don't know. I was like looking at my phone a lot of the time, like in commercial breaks and stuff. Not that I can really think of.
All like the big brands had their commercials. There was like the beer commercials.
Was it a Doritos commercial this year? I don't remember seeing a Doritos one.
There was a Doritos commercial. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Doritos commercial, I remember seeing a couple other ones. One thing I did notice is that every food delivery company, Uber Eats, DoorDash, I believe Grubhub,
yeah.
And then what's the grocery delivery one? Instacart.
Oh, Instacart, yep.
They all
the Instacart one is kind of cool with just all the brands like showing up.
But the thing that I have to say about that is that they have all these crazy fees. That's why I don't really use these services anymore.
Yeah.
So they have enough money to spend $8 million at least on just the spot. So stop charging us all these fees. You guys all can afford it, it seems like. So stop charging us all these crazy fees for deliveries. Yeah. I think that's, I don't know. That's one thing I did notice. I was like, wow. Like, you know, typically like each kind of segment of whatever, you see like one or two commercials. But literally every food delivery company had a commercial, which kind of it's their segment, right? It's people watching sports who are going to order food. But at the same time, cut us some slack on all these fees you charge.
Or if you watched, you know, throw up a coupon code for the people that are watching to use or something, right? Like, I don't know, something.
And there were a couple like weird companies I had never heard of too.
You always get those every now and then though. And like, then you end up, you get the local spots too, right? Because they always give like, I don't know, a couple sections for the local market to have stuff. And there were some wild ones here that real crappy.
Yeah. But like I said, Super Bowl, it was cool to see. It's one of the few events too. That like you can kind of interact with people and in real time, like on Twitter and stuff.
Yep.
We don't have too many of those left because everybody's all distracted everywhere, but you could be on Twitter.
Right. You know, everybody's paying attention to the
Super Bowl. Yeah. And everybody's reacting to what's going on. So I always like events like that because it's just super cool. Right.
Yeah.
To be able to interact with all those people and see what, did you see that? Oh, like, you know, I think that was super cool about it. But enough about the Super Bowl. I know you're sad. Didn't get three-peats, so
it's all good.
But we have a lot to talk about this week. So first up, we have a review of this big. I don't want to drop it. This big graphics card right here, ROG Astral RTX 5080. So we'll be talking about that. Also, it's back. The melting cables, the melting connector, the melting graphics card
2.0
is back, specifically with RTX 5090. So we'll definitely be talking about that. Lots of stuff with launch dates for 5070, 5070 Ti. DeBauer made his own custom water block for the 5090. Somebody did the RTX 4090 meme where it's an air conditioner. They actually connected an air conditioner to a 4090, so that's pretty cool. Leak prices on new X3D parts from AMD. EVGA shut down their forms. Sad to see that go. And some other stuff we're going to be talking about. So lots to talk about this week. If you did want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page here that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. So if you want to click through with us as we talk about it, or if we talk about something and you want to see it later, it is all going to be right here. All the links for everything we're talking about is going to be in the show notes. So let's just jump right into this. And I'll show you guys this monstrosity.
Massive.
And it's like, it's super heavy. Yeah. So this is the ROG Astral RTX 5080. And there's so much to talk about with this card. It's one of the few cards that give you two HDMI. You can see right there. You don't just get one, you get two. It's extra HDMI, which is nice. There's so much to talk about with this card because essentially Asus put everything into this card. This is their highest priced card. It is the top tier graphics card in their RTX 5080 line. And like I said, they put everything into this card, literally everything. So if you're looking for a feature, it's in this card and it has a lot of features you won't find on other RTX 5080s, even flagships from other companies. So first off, as far as you know what you're going to get in the box here, of course, you get your power adapter, but you do get a few other things. There's actually this pretty cool ruler right here. It's like an ROG ruler. You get a cable tie for your cables. You get this sort of coin. You get your GPU support bracket. And then this is actually a keycap. It's a graphics card keycap where the actual fans move, which is pretty cool. So better than nothing as far as the actual accessories go. And like I said, I just showed you guys the card, but the card itself is like literally huge. They really took their time, not only designing the exterior of the card, but under the hood, there's really a lot to talk about as well. One of the big things, and you saw this last generation with their Strix card, is that this shroud is all metal. So typically on graphics cards, you might see a mix of like metal and plastic. Some cheaper cards, it's definitely plastic. This is metal and it's CNC'd from a single piece of metal. It's not like pieces put together. It's a single piece that's CNC'd out, super, super high quality. Their triple fan cooling solution here on the front. The center fan spins opposite of the other two fans, so you get some really, really great cooling in there. And if we look at the card from the side, one, you can see it's quite large, but what Asus has done with the actual heatsink here is on literally every other card you get, the heatsink is silver. Here, the heatsink is a matte black to match the card. You know, we kind of talked about this for years when it came to like memory. Remember when memory used to be like green, like the PCB used to be green, and then they finally changed it to black. Just changing this heatsink from like a silver to a black just looks awesome, especially with this card. It just, like I said, it just looks really, really great there. On the main side of the card, you can see it again. And they designed this outer frame to show off that heatsink here, so it's not covered or anything like that, which is really, really cool. You have your 12VH PWR power connector, and then you have two fan headers, actually. So you can connect fans to the actual graphics card. So then the fan curve on your fans that you connect to this will read both the CPU and GPU, not just CPU. So say you're not doing something CPU intensive, but GPU intensive, those fans in your system will ramp up. You can see that they are covered here, which is a nice little addition too, if you're not going to use them. But they are right there. There's also a little switch here for your performance mode or quiet mode. Those are just fan curves for the card itself, but you can easily go ahead and switch that. Now, one thing you can actually see in this picture is there's a thermal pad right here where your 12VH PWR power connection is. And you're not going to find that on like hardly any other cards. Mm-hmm. This is one of the few cards that has it. So as we'll talk about in this episode, there are a lot of issues with the 12VH PWR power connector, lots of power going through it, and that's going to create heat. So having the extra thermal pad really cuts down on that thermal soak that you're going to get right there. And like I said, Asus is one of the few that have the thermal pad right there to soak up some of that heat, which is, again, a very, very good thing. So really cool that they've done that as well. And another thing you can't really see, and you won't be able to see even if you're looking at even the PCB on this, is that the entire PCB has a coating on it. So that cuts down from anything interacting with the PCB itself. We've seen this on like mice that have the holes in it. I think Razer on their last mouse put the coating on the PCB. So if you have, you know, like even like a mouse like this that has the holes in it, it's, you know, you spill some water down in here, it gets on the components, and then you have issues. They've coated the entire PCB here. So again, if any debris or anything or moisture or anything happens to the PCB, you don't have to worry about that. So that's like an Asus exclusive type of feature that you're going to get on this as well. Now on the back, full cover metal backplate. Of course, the one thing that really sticks out here on the back is the fourth fan. So you get actually four fans on this cooler, which is just awesome. And again, you can see the back here just looks great. And yeah, really, really like the design of this overall. Like I said, this has two HDMI ports and three display ports. So it's one of the few cards that also give you two HDMI if you needed something like that. You can see the overall thickness of the card here as well. So it's about a 3.8 slot card. So keep that in mind, but it's slotted for two slot, but you can see just how big it is. I didn't mention as well, this card does have a factory overclock on it. The power limit has been increased to 400 watts, and your overclock on the GPU boost is 2760 megahertz. So it's going to be one of the highest overclocked RTX 5080s that you can get as well. So lots to do with this card. And then one of the really cool things, and again, we talk about that 12VH PWR power connector. One of the coolest things is in their GPU tweak software, they have a live monitor of the 12VH PWR. So here you can see that all the pins are connected, and it's going to monitor each pin individually, which is great. So if you did have an error, it would show up right here in the software. Yeah. So you can see that immediately. Secondly, if you hover over that, it shows you how much each pin is pulling. So if you did have some type of anomaly or something like that, if it, one of these pins is incredibly high, then you know you may have an issue with your cable, you know, and everything like that. So it's a good way to test. As far as I know, Asus is the only, well, Asus Astro cards are the only cards that offer this type of monitoring with the card itself. You can buy little add-ons and stuff that will monitor these for like $80 or something like that. But this has it. It's in the software. You're good to go. Another thing that you do notice about the software is you not only get to see the GPU temperature, but you get to see both sides of power delivery temperature and memory temperature. So you're getting five different temperature readings on the card itself, which again, nice. Is more than I think most anybody else offers. So this is like, especially all the stuff with the 12VH PWR, that is simple peace of mind. You'll be able to see everything. And again, if you are using a third-party cable, you'll be able to see how much each pin is pulling. So maybe that cable is defective or something like that. You can definitely see it. And you can probably see it before it actually damages your GPU, which is, again, a very good thing. So that's one really, really cool thing. I didn't talk about RGB lighting. So there's this RGB strip that goes across the entire top of the card. And then some of it will show towards like on the bottom of the card, you know, right here. Again, with Astral, Asus wanted to be very sleek and sophisticated. It's not like the crazy RGB that you'll see on their Strix card. But overall, I think the card looks good, all lit up. And of course, you can customize that RGB lighting. Now, when it comes to performance, we've only tested one other RTX 5080. That was the Vanguard from MSI. This beat it in essentially every test. It also was really great at cooling and everything about this card. It is probably the best RTX 5080 that you can get.
Yeah.
The downside to that is that you're going to pay for it. So if we look at pricing, it is $1,649, which is a $649
premium
over the Founders Edition. Now, again, you have to remember, Founders Edition is a limited quantity.
Yep.
And I talked about it last week, but Founders Edition is sort of priced very hard for AIBs to make any money, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But
I think $650 premium is just is wild. I mean, if you want, like you said, the probably the best performing, best high-end card for a 5080, yeah, the Astral is going to be it. So
the Astral is probably, again, I haven't taken a look at all, but I've seen other ones. I haven't had a chance to test other ones. It just has more features, especially when it comes to the 12VH PWR power connector, the all metal everything. Yep. Like I said, this is like, I mean, this is heavy. This is big. This is like a huge card. You know, everything about this card, the cooling's great, performance is great. If you want, like I said, probably the best RTX 5080, this is it. Just keep in mind, you're going to pay that premium. And it was initially $1,500, but then it went up because of tariffs. Yeah. So, you know, and again, I think if you're just going to throw this in a system and you don't care about anything else, you don't need the peace of mind. It is hard to justify that extra price. If you want the best card that's going to have the best cooling, the best performance, all of the extra features that I talk about that you just don't get on other cards, right, this is the best card. So
yeah, those extra temperature sensors, the fan headers, like all those items, if you're going to take advantage of them, yeah.
The PCB coating, the extra HDMI, the two fan headers on the card itself. I mean, there's just a lot there. So, yeah, it's just something to keep in mind. I think that if I had unlimited funds, this is the one that I'd get.
Sure.
You know, but again, it just comes down to, you know, what you want to spend on an RTX 5080. And we already talked about RTX 5080, how it you know, just in general performs to other cards. Essentially, there's no competing card that's not NVIDIA in this price point, in this performance level. So AMD really doesn't have anything. And we also talked about how this is still not as powerful, or it doesn't have as much raw performance as an RTX 4090.
Yep.
So that's definitely something to keep in mind, but you do get DLSS4. And again, we talked about all this last week. If you want to watch or listen to last week's episode, we go into detail on all of this stuff. So, but yeah, really cool to, like, we saw this at CES, and to actually like have time with it, pick it up, get to play with it. This is such a cool card. And I didn't talk about it either. So the reason we got Astral is because, so if you look at Asus's motherboard line on the Intel side, you had like ROG Strix, and then you had ROG Maximus, and then on like the AMD side, again, you had ROG Strix motherboard, and then a tier up was the ROG Crosshair. But for graphics cards, for some reason, ROG Strix was always the highest end card. And they wanted to do something above that, right? To be, so kind of to sit in line with the rest of their product categories. So you have Astral that sits above Strix in the product stack.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I like that they've done that, because I think Strix was more of like a flashy card. And I think there's some people that want a super high-end card that's not as flashy and, you know, that still has like everything that Strix has, plus you're getting even more elevated, if that makes sense. So, so yeah, check out the review if you are interested.
It's cool.
Yeah, just a great card overall. We'll move on from there to Case Mod Friday. Of course, that's where we feature a build or mod that's been completed in the community. And this one is a little different, but it's super cool. So this is from Billet Labs, and this is the boiler, which essentially looks like a boiler. I mean,
yeah, you got a lot of metal going on here. Yeah. A lot of time spent on those fittings and like soldering all of these components, because all that tubing is copper and copper fittings. And
yeah,
man, because you're committed then, right? Like, these are solid connections. You're not able to, you know, just unscrew something and swap something out. Obviously there's some fittings here and there that are threaded, it looks like, but for the most part, this is a permanent setup.
I really like these because they're just so different, right?
Yeah.
And essentially, this is like, if you had this sitting on your desk, this is like sort of like a steampunky art piece that's also a computer.
Yeah, it looks not like, if you just saw this sitting there and you didn't know there was a computer, there's nothing here that really shows that it's a computer.
Yeah, everything's in this bottom section.
Like the radiator up top is not like a standard look. It's much thicker. The, you know, your fittings are on the ends in an odd spot. Like, nothing there until you like look into some of the open area on the bottom. That's the only time you could tell that it's a computer in there.
And isn't it crazy? Like, the graphics card's up here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's blocked.
Right, so it's one thickness, one slot.
Yeah. And like, look at this, like right there.
Yep.
Just like all of that it's so compact. They did another build that we also featured previously, where they did a small build like this with a 4090 and a 14900K, and both of those parts pull so much heat, and they were able to get it in such a small form factor, water cool it just like this too. Yep. Yeah, this is just so, I love stuff like this. It's so cool to see what people do, like outside of a traditional case and building something custom. And,
yeah, everything here is scratch built.
Yeah, so look at all that tubing. That's what you got to do, Ryan.
No, I have no desire to do something that custom.
Yeah, so super cool. So shout out to them. Of course, you can check out all of our case mods going to articles at the top, and then just click on Case Mod Friday right there, and you'll be able to see pages and pages and pages of case mods. So we'll move on to news. And, you know, after last generation 4090, all the melting cables and blown up cards and all of this stuff, you would think that there wouldn't be any reports of 50, 90, or 50 series cards having these same melting cable issues and all of this, right?
Yeah, it was such a big story last time, and we ended up with like color-coded connections. So like once it was plugged all the way in, the color disappeared, or you know, like you could just really like tell that it was connected.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of the issue last time.
And we even previously to the RTX 50 launch, we saw some prototype cards with two 12 VHPWRs. Yeah. And while that might have gave us an impression that there'd be more power, it could have, in my thought process was, oh, they're putting two on there to have less power going through each one, if that makes sense. That, of course, didn't happen on the Founders Edition cards. You just have one single 12 VHPWR, and pretty much every other card out there has a single 12 VHPWR. Yep. Now, there are new reports that power connectors and cables are melting. And people have been posting it on Reddit. Here's one of the pictures that was posted on Reddit. You can see the melted cable there. And this is on RTX 5090 Founders Edition, only Founders Edition. You can see how it melted. PCI Express 5.0 power supply, just all melted there. And you can see the power connector right there. And this person did use a third-party cable, so that could be the issue. It looks like this connector right here, there's some, had to be a bad connection or something going on there. A lot of people are blaming NVIDIA for the design of this connector. On most cards, just like the Asus card, it's not like this is vertical. And it comes out the side of the card.
Right.
And if you actually look, if I can find a picture of the PCB, the PCB has a lot to do with it too.
And I like that look, or like that positioning of the Founders Edition card, because it kind of helps route that cable back a little and out of the way. And the cable doesn't have to make such a tight bend necessarily, you know, coming off this direct side of a card. But yeah, I'm interested to see what, that PCB is, it's so different from everything else we used to see in the past.
There's just like a lot going on this PCB. One, everything's so close together and it's so small, and then you have this vertical connector, and then all this heat in this power is being generated here, and there's just all these other components around it too. So you have your memory, there's all this heat, you know, you have all your power, these power delivery components are all over here with all this heat. And in my opinion, I just don't necessarily think it's the best design for heat wise. And if you think about it, it didn't need to be this small. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like your PCB could be another couple inches, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, this vertical design with all this and how much power is running through here. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Like I said, a lot of people are saying third-party cables, and a lot of people who have 5090s, especially reviewers, have been testing them. It seems like it's Founders Edition only from what I've seen. And everybody else's PCB design is very much different, very much has the 12 VHPWR.
A flat orientation.
Yeah, it's like flat. Yeah, it's, you know, parallel it's right here. Yeah. So I don't know if it's the vertical. And like you said, the vertical allows you to hide the cable a little bit better and all of that. But
at what cost also?
Yeah, at what cost? I don't know if we're going to see more reports of this. A lot of people, I mean, there's, if you're fully maxing this card out, you know, running tests, and there's a lot of power that goes through that single connection. And we've talked about this even with the 4090, same thing.
DeBauer did have a good video kind of talking about this as well. Just the amount of amperage running through some of those cables. And he had some like a thermal imaging camera on there just showing like the cable just glowing orange in the FLIR. And, you know, so I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting again. It feels like deja vu. I think
the biggest thing is that Try to see who you're buying your third-party cable from, if you are buying sure. one. If you like this one,
don't just get the cheapest one off of wherever.
That's the biggest thing. Don't get the cheapest cable. Cable Mod has always been pretty good, although they had to pull their initial 4090 cable off yeah. the market, I believe, with some issues. But make sure it's like reputable. If anything, you know, if you are doing a new build, get a PCI Express 5.0 power supply. It has the direct connection that you need, and that's going to be a good cable, you know. Yep. If you're using adapters, use the adapter that came with the graphics card. But yeah, like I said, and we talked about it all last generation, that yep. is a lot of power to be going through a single cable. So there's only been a couple reports. I know a lot of people are like blowing this up out of proportion, which it happens. I would say unless there's like hundreds of reports, I don't feel it's necessarily. Yeah,
it hasn't had the volume.
And again, there's not like, I don't even know if there's hundreds of RTX 5090s out there, to be honest.
Yeah. You have a smaller sample size.
Yeah. So we'll see. Obviously with the Astro card, like they did the smart thing. They put the thermal pad there and did all of that. So you're not going to have that on this card, but you know, we haven't seen like a ton of reports.
Right.
On it. So if that changes, we'll let you guys know, but pretty interesting. And another thing we did talk about when the 5090 first launched was the black screen issues. NVIDIA is investigating that. So, you know, a lot of things like crash during gaming and then going all black, GPU not being recognized, a lot of things like that. We talked about the GPUs getting bricked. And everything like that. So NVIDIA is investigating. A lot of people brought this up as well. A lot more people brought this up than the actual melting issue, which is, I guess, a good thing. There are some temporary workarounds, obviously switching that connection to PCI Express 4, using the display driver uninstaller. Everybody knows this DDU. Doing that before you uninstall or before you actually install the card, and then maybe change your monitor settings. For the most part, this is not causing bricking. It's just a black screen. Bricking would be really, really bad. And again, I think a lot of these reports do get semi blown out of proportion. You know, people have an issue without fixing it. They jump on Reddit and then it becomes this big thing. So at least NVIDIA is looking into it and providing guidance on what you can do, which is good. Talking about 5090 being hot, you know, and all these issues, you just talked about the Bauer. He made a custom water block for the
5090. It's pretty sweet looking too.
It cuts the GPU temperature by up to 30 degrees. And here's the block that he made. I think a lot of companies like are going to have problems making blocks for this car just because of this.
Yeah. And yeah, like you said, because that car doesn't like butt up against the GPU, the connectors at the back, right? You can tell by the block that's behind the PCB, like that PCB is designed so that the card is towards the back away from those connectors and just the placement of it. And like you said, yeah, that power, you can see the cutout there at the top corner of that water block for that power to kind of exit out the side. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting. I mean, that's a big hunk of copper too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you're not going to see that on a lot of blocks either. That big of copper. So, but really cool that he was able to build one and show it off. And we do have his video in the article if you want to check it out, but super awesome. You know, and the biggest thing too is taking apart a Founders Edition is not easy. It's not like a couple screws. It's a lot. Yeah. That's another reason why if you do want to eventually block a 5090, you probably don't want to get a Founders Edition just because it's going to be harder.
Yep.
But yeah, we have the video in there if you want to go ahead and check that out. So somebody did the meme. We said this like as we were getting ready to for a while, for probably like a last year and a half, you see these memes pop up of like a big air conditioner outside of somebody's house. And they're like, oh, it's the RTX 5090 cooler or yep. something like that. You know, that was the meme, right?
Yes.
Somebody did the meme. So
but it's actual use, huh?
Somebody connected a air conditioner to a computer. And yeah, pretty funny. So this was done by somebody in a Chinese tech, I guess you can't call them a tech tuber because they're on, what is that, Bilibili or Bilibi? Or I don't know how you
say it. Yeah.
I don't know how you say it, but that's what they are. But they were able to, a 12,000 BTU air conditioner, they were able to retrofit it to connect to their system. You can see the coolant going in, cooling everything off. And they were the idle temperature is 2 degrees Celsius. The low temperature is 20 degrees Celsius. And this is on a 4090. And this person plans to do it on a 5090 as well. So it's really cool. We did link the video, which is in this clip here, if you want to see it. It's all in Chinese. So, but I thought, I was like, somebody finally did the meme. They did the meme, which I thought was really, really funny. So definitely check this out. Just something super, super cool. So yeah, it's always funny to see stuff like that. We talked about scalping. So
yeah,
scalping has been a big issue with getting RTX 5090 and 5080 cards. It seems like everything's sold out everywhere. Very hard to get these cards. Scalpers continually keep on getting the cards. Because they just have a script that runs that just checks availability of all the sites and then they can grab it. Well, Zotac is changing it up a little bit. Maybe they'll be the new EVGA, you know?
Just maybe. I like this solution.
Zotac is allowing people, they're selling their GPUs directly through Discord. So through their Discord, you can join their Discord server, and then they'll bring up a chance to buy the GPU through a random selection process on their Discord, which is cool. And I think for Zotac, it kind of cuts out the middleman as far as like an Amazon, a Best Buy, a Micro Center and everything like that. And again, I assume just like everybody else, Zotac only has like, maybe they're getting a shipment in a 10 or 20 5090s, right. And that's for like the entire USA. So if they can sell them directly, why deal with, again, Best Buy, Micro Center, Newegg, whatever. So pretty cool. So if you want to join the Discord, we have links to everything in this article. But pretty cool to see that they're actually doing that, helping gamers, helping people who actually will use these graphics cards, not just resell them.
I saw a... on Facebook Marketplace today, somebody had a 5080. It was a MSI 3X. I forget what it was. It was a 3-fan, 5080. And like in there, just they had some pictures of it, but it was opened, which was, they're like, oh, I bought this because I wanted to replace my 3080 Ti, but I'm playing at 4K, so I'm gonna get the 5090. And they wanted, I should have saved it. I think they wanted $2,000 for it. And I'm like, it's already open. Like, not that you've really had time to really use and abuse it because they haven't been out long, but it was just funny to see. I'm like, how much truth is there to the story and how much is them just trying to make a profit on?
Yeah. Well, I saw somebody,
a 5080.
I saw somebody posted this on Twitter. I think I saved it. I probably saved it because I was going to repost it. But somebody was like selling two 5080s and it was like $12,000.
Oh.
And then, like it was on Marketplace. So somebody like messaged him like, hey, are these still available? And the guy's like, oh yeah. And he's like, and the person's like, yeah, that's what I thought. He's like, that's what I thought. You're a POS. Nobody's going to pay that much for two 5080s. But yeah, I mean, the availability is the thing that kind of not great with the 50 series, but it's good to see companies, just like EVGA used to. Good to see Zotac proactively trying to get these in the hands of gamers, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to them. When it comes to money, because it's sold. But the fact that they're being proactive about helping gamers, we definitely like to see that. Because again, we want these in the hands of people who are really going to make use of them, who really want to play games and have fun with these cards. So really awesome to see that there from Zotac. So the next card. So we had a 5090, we had a 5080. Next card up, 5070 Ti. And again, that's the one. That's the one that's supposed to be as fast as a 4090, which we know is not true now. But it looks like it's set to launch on February 20th. So that's in...
Next Thursday.
8 days. Yeah, next Thursday. It's... Yeah.
It's exciting.
Pretty much official. Hopefully there'll be more of these available.
729? Is it 729 or 759?
I think it's 749.
Okay, 749.
Yeah, 749. Yeah, it's good because I think while people are super excited about 50 series, still at even at the Founders Edition price of 1,000, that's still a lot for people. And again, everybody wants new 50 series. Everybody wants DLSS4. Like, they want this stuff, and I think 749 is a lot more stomachable than 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I think I paid 529 for my 2070 Super, so we're three generations later, and we're a couple hundred dollars more, right, than what that is. So it's we've gone up in price. But your performance, I don't know. It would just
been like also. I mean, there in that time there had been a lot of inflation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if NVIDIA's accounting for for tariffs.
Right. Yeah, they're just
built like that. Yeah. So, talking about that, I'm talking about pricing. It looks like AMD is going to try to be really competitive on price, which I said that's what they need to do,
right,
for their RX 9000 series. 9070 could be 600.
Wow.
And the 9070 XT could be 600. The 9070 could be 500. So that's rumors that we have right now on the pricing, but $600, $500.
Yeah, but what's supposed to compete with the 5060 Ti and 5060, right? So
5070, from what I know.
I thought that okay.
So we'll see if that's the case. It competes with if the 9070 XT competes with just the normal 5070, which is supposed to be what, 549?
529. I'm almost positive.
I don't know. But in any case, I think they do need to be really aggressive. I think that's why they kind of pulled back their launch.
Yeah, like you said, I wish we would have seen these sooner. But
yeah. Well, talking about that, it looks like NVIDIA is kind of going to wait. NVIDIA could delay the launch of the RTX 5070 to compete with AMD. On price. So maybe NVIDIA could do the little switcheroo and be like, we'll just wait for AMD to launch and see their pricing, and then we'll price the 5070 accordingly, right?
Yeah, because at some point someone's got to launch a card, otherwise they're just sitting there not selling cards. So
and it could also allow them a little more time to put more of these into the channel, so you know, you have to wait for these to get here, go through customs, do all that stuff, you know. And the biggest issue with 50 series so far has been availability. So you wait a couple more weeks. This is supposed to launch in March now. You wait. And again, this is going to be what probably the SKU that sells the most, for sure, because of price. did we have? How much is it? Look up how much this is supposed to be, Ryan.
Just the 5070?
Yeah. 5070 price. 549, that's what I thought. Or, yeah, 549.
Okay, I thought it was 529.
Weird. 549. At 549, that's really a good price for a lot of people, especially if you're gaming at like 1080p or you're building a new system. You know, you can put together a pretty good system with this card. As always, usually the 60 and 70 series are the high volume SKUs. So, yeah. Like I said, waiting a little bit, getting more in the channel. So at launch, you have as many available to sell. And so people aren't necessarily forced to go to AMD because there's no NVIDIA cards available as well. So it's going to be this end of this month. It's already middle of February. Getting in like the end of this month into March is going to be really interesting for this sort of 50, 70, 90, 70 sort of cards that are going to come out. So the biggest thing, at least hopefully for consumers, is that you'll have availability of both cards so you can choose what's going to be best for you. So, and here's an interesting story. So obviously with a 9070 XT, AMD is not competing with NVIDIA on their 5080 or even their 50, especially not their 5090. But there's a new rumor that they could launch a Radeon RX 9070 XT with double the VRAM. So 32 gigabytes of VRAM. The only thing I for AI, for like AI applications where you're using all that VRAM, that's the only reason I could see them doing it. For somebody who doesn't necessarily want to spend $2,000 on a 5090.
A pretty affordable upgrade too, right, to this GPU. Like, just doubling that memory doesn't, I don't think, add a ton of cost and difficulty, right, for AMD to do an update like this.
And again, it's just a rumor. This post says that it's under discussion, but it would be released, of course, later.
That profile picture, correct?
Yeah.
Jensen, Laker jersey.
So yeah, it would be interesting to see if that actually happens. I think mainly it would be for AI use, right? A cheaper alternative to AI use that would have that much VRAM for you to do all that kind of stuff. That's what I would say it would be for. I can't imagine you'd need 32 gigabytes of VRAM at the performance level of a 9070 XT for any reason. Gaming reason, I would say.
Right.
So pretty interesting. We'll keep you updated and see if that actually happens. So we've been talking about desktop graphics cards this whole podcast. It looks like we're finally gonna get availability for RTX 50 series laptops. So a lot of laptop people have been pretty excited about these. You'll be able to pre-order on February 25th. Would you buy a gaming laptop again?
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week or the week before. What's that Asus model that we saw at the AMD booth that was like...
That's not really a gaming laptop.
I don't know. Okay, it's a gaming laptop for the games that I would want to play. Because,
okay, so like the, said, so like, Ryan's talking level. About the Asus. So it's like the Z13 Flow or whatever that uses the AMD APU.
Correct.
It's not this is like these are real dedicated GPU gaming laptops.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I don't have the use case. I'm not the user for it anymore. Yeah. Right. My last laptop. Was that a Dell, you know, not an Alienware or anything. I mean, I still have it. It's in the bag right here.
Yeah, I think it's huge.
It's chunky. But even then, I didn't game on it, right? Very much at all. So, no, I wouldn't. I want something thin and light. I have this other HP X360 or whatever it is, you know, that's like just super thin.
Yeah.
Pretty light. gets done what I need to do. Yeah, I'm more just thin and light type of person, but there's definitely that market for a 50 series.
Of course, and a lot of people too. You have to think a lot of this is instead of buying a desktop or instead of building a desktop.
Right,
they're going to get the game. And again, these mobile parts are very capable, especially like I said, these laptops a lot. Like if you get into the lower 50 series, they're not going to be as chunky, but like the 5090. Mobile laptops are going to be pretty big, but it's good to see them come out. We might have a couple to take a look at, and I can't tell you much more than that, but yeah, going to be expensive for the 5090s. Like, you know, it's starting at $3,000 going up from there around there. So yeah, it is so cool, especially because like we're old, and we've been in this industry for so long, to see how powerful these laptops have got over the years and what they can actually do. I mean, even 2 years ago, we saw RTX 4090 powered laptop powering 3 4K screens in a racing sim on a laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy. So cool to see. There'll be a ton of models from all the big players. And like I said, we might have some to take a look at. So keep you guys updated on all of that. What is next? Ryzen X3D parts, new X3D parts. We got some pricing. So Ryan, you might be interested in this, even though you don't usually buy the Ryzen 9, but the Ryzen 9 9950 X3D and 9900 X3D pricing has been leaked. So for the 9950 X3D, it can be $699, and the 9900 X3D is going to be $599. Essentially the same price as the predecessors, expected to be available in March. This was discovered because they're in the listings, like in the aggregators. Like there's aggregators on websites and stuff.
Right.
And it's already shown. So for you guys don't know, 9950 X3D is 6-core 32 thread. That's 170 watt TDP chip. And then the Ryzen 9 9900 is 12-core 24 thread. Of course, the X3D parts perform so much better in gaming because they have the 3D V cache on there.
170 watts is a lot to cool.
Yeah, that's why you water cool. That's why we're waiting for you to do your next build, man. Everybody's waiting. Everybody's waiting for you to do your next build. So but yeah, those pricing, I'm okay with that pricing. I think these are great parts. And if you are doing anywhere over 60% of your time on your PC is gaming, getting an X3D part just makes sense because you're going to have higher performance.
There's no reason not to.
In those games, which is a good thing. So talking about tariffs, it looks like ASRock will be moving their manufacturing out of China to avoid these tariffs. So they're going to either be moving them to Taiwan or Vietnam. And that's just a smart move on them. If they can.
This seems like something you can't just do real quickly, right?
Yeah, I think it will take time.
But which is like, okay, how long are these tariffs going to be in place? And then you're like, you've committed to moving. And I don't know. It's a tough call.
I think too, though, that I
think it's smart. To get out of there, I believe
that ASRock does have facilities in Vietnam already.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it might be like moving this to that or expanding on that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, this will take some time, but it does make sense. And again, if you can be that 20% more competitive while offering the same feature set, and that usually leads to more sales. You know what I mean? And if things degrade between, who knows what happens, obviously, in the future, but if things degrade between China and the United States, tariffs could get even worse, or restrictions could get even worse. So maybe this is them just foreshadowing and be like, we don't want to have to deal with any of it, so we're just going to move it all. You know, so any incoming administration in the future, if there's any issue, we're in Vietnam, we're in Taiwan, we don't have to worry about it. That makes sense. So pretty interesting. And we'll see if any other companies follow suit on that, if that's going to be a thing. you know, we see more people move, but we'll see if that happens. EVGA forms. Yeah, it's like just like when hard forms shut down, that was like, yeah, you know, EVGA forms have been around for a long time. EVGA has obviously stopped making GPUs. They essentially make power supplies and a few other things, not a whole lot of things these days. And they decided to shut down their forms and move everything to Reddit, which actually makes sense because forms are like the hardest thing to manage and to moderate. And we had forms on Think Computers for a long time, and we shut it down as well because it was just like spam and all this other stuff. And
yeah, like pretty much every site had forums. It was almost required to have a forum if you wanted to have a meaningful community.
And I think, again, a lot of that has moved to Reddit or even just social media.
Yeah, socials, Discords.
Yeah, Discords and things like that. So it's just sad to see it go. We're old guys.
Forums. I loved forums. And they're so, the way they're laid out, like conversations can stick and continue without getting lost.
Yeah.
By the new post, you know, the algorithms that push, you know, all the new stuff's at the top. Well, the new stuff's at the top in a forum, but I can easily find that conversation that I was in.
Yeah.
I almost feel like there's a chance or a glimmer for forums to like
come back,
continue, you know what I mean, like an updated version of them that with easier integrations for photo posting and all of those types of things, right?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, there's only so many like form software.
PHPBB,
BuddyPress, there's like a handful of them.
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot. And yeah, if somebody came out with really great form software that actually worked and you had the community, and there's right. not, yeah.
Because finding a discussion in a Discord or Reddit, you know, or a Facebook group is so hard, whereas a forum is so,
yeah,
so easy and convenient.
And you can like discover in forums as far as like, just like, you know, if you look at our picture here, like, oh, GeForce RTX 40 series, what's going on in there? Let me click in there. Let me see what's going on. Like, that's right. how we like, we used to like view case mods and other things.
Yeah. It was organized.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sad to see.
Maybe we're just old.
Yeah, we're old guys. We're just, people are like, oh, what are forums?
What?
But yeah, sad to see it go, just because EVGA is, you know, we miss EVGA. We wish it would come back. Last thing, Raspberry Pi. There was somebody built this really cool cyber deck from this Raspberry Pi. It looks like something out of a movie. I just thought it's super cool. I mean, look at this thing.
I'll print something like that. You didn't go to, what was it? Did you not go to Unveiled? I forget which event you didn't go to that I did. And there was a company that had like a handheld that was really kind of neat. It had a screen and it was modular. It reminded me of this because this looks very modular, right? It's got a keyboard on there. You've got the Pi with the screen. And I don't know what this handle is. Is it for recording video? Is it?
It's just like to hold it. It's like, I don't know.
Hold it for what? What are you doing? Like, is it a hacking tool? And so they
like, I don't know. It's called Vertical Runner. It's like it's themed after Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Man, I haven't thought about a Raspberry Pi in forever.
Well, that's the thing. It's like this stuff is super cool. Like that somebody built this and it's just like this cool little device and all that. I think
the battery pack and the cable.
Yeah,
no, it's neat.
Yeah, very cool. So we have links to all that, links to the Reddit post and all that if you want to check that out. But I thought that was super cool. Talking about what we have coming up next week, I'm taking a look at some very fast memory from Lexar. their Aries RGB DDR5, the kit that I have, is 7200 megahertz. So very, very fast
moving
DDR5. So definitely stay tuned for that. As I always say, might have some other stuff. Just depends on what all I get done. Yeah, so we will have a bunch of stuff for you guys next week to talk about, obviously. Lots of graphics card news. Everything's just, it's all good. Like, I feel like we have, like, that ebb and flow of, like, graphics card news. It's like, leading up, it's all leaks and everything. And then when we launch, we have all these issues, and then it like dies down a little bit. And then, yeah, so lots going on. Question of the week. We kind of talked about this a little bit, but will the RTX 5070 and Radeon RX 9070 be the sweet spot for gamers? Like, will that be sort of the sweet spot this generation for gamers?
Yeah, I think so. I think the price difference between the 5070 and 5070 Ti is a pretty big jump. So I think the just straight 5070 will be. And then, you know, looking at what we saw, we think pricing may be for that 9070, that, you know, that $550 to $600 range. I say, unfortunately, is kind of the new normal for that mid-range, but prices always have to go up at some point. And yeah, I think so. We're not going to get that 4090 performance that they advertised, you know.
No, CES. DLSS4 you will.
With the caveat of without DLSS4 enabled, no. Right? You turn that on, get your free frames, and you know you got a great performing card at higher resolutions. And I think that'll be the, you know, you look at a Steam survey in a couple of years, and that will be kind of the new popular mid-range card that you see out there.
Yeah, I think that's always kind of where like the bulk of the sales go, is kind of that mid-range card. And I think they're both going to be viable options. Obviously, like we always say, just wait till reviews come out so you can actually see real performance, not the numbers that NVIDIA or AMD puts out. Always check reviews. But yeah, I think that would be...
I forget. Are they using the 12V HPWR connector
on AMD side? No.
No, I'm sorry. On like the 5070 and 5070 Ti. I couldn't remember.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
At least on the Ti.
But I mean, they're gonna ship an adapter in there, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. They all come with adapter. Even the bigger cards come with adapter. So.
Yeah.
So. Any other tech related stuff you want to talk about? Anything you did, anything you saw, any?
I don't think I have anything off the top of my head. I got no. Yeah, I'm good. I just rolling along, printing stuff on that 3D printer. Like,
yeah,
whenever I don't have something, I don't have anything going on it right now, and it's kind of bugging me. It's like a production line, you know, and if that production line isn't always running, I'm losing money.
Are you printing things that are useful?
I've printed things that are useful. Actually, you know what? Hang on. I can, it's almost within reach.
Ryan's real excited about his 3D
printer. Okay. So I screwed up, and I know exactly how I screwed up, and I already fixed it and printed it and it works, but this is the screwed up version of it. So I designed this piece in an online program called Tinkercad. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have an old Dell small form factor Optiplex, and I wanted to mount it underneath another desk where my 3D printer is, because right now I'm using an old laptop and it's on a dock and it just takes up desk space where I would rather have that desk space to use for something else. So I was like, all right, let me see if I can use this old Optiplex. Where can I mount it? And I didn't want to like buy a mount. So I was like, okay, I'll see if I can design and print something. So this was like designed to mount, you know, the thing underneath a desk. I put these little tabs here so that it would like slide in and then click into place, but then you could use the tabs and fold them down to pull it out if you needed to. And it's got little holes on these tabs so that you could screw it into the desk. So I mean,
yeah, people make those for like Mac minis too.
Yeah, same thing. Exactly.
Very cool.
But I was like, all right, I spent like an hour to like figure out the design and everything, and yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's actually very useful.
Absolutely.
You should design some like cable management things.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them though. Like that's one of the first things that people printed, you know, or designed when 3D printers really came out. So there's so many, and like the innovation, and I'm just not good enough with the software.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To like make an improvement on it, I don't think. Not yet, anyways.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for the podcast. I don't have anything tech related.
I got
some stuff coming in, can't talk about. Yeah. So, but yeah, lots of reviews still coming, lots of stuff. Video for the Astral should be out next week, so we'll have a full on video for that. Oh, we didn't talk about. I put out a video today. on the MSI case that we had reviewed 2 weeks ago, last week. The MSI Mag Pano 100L PZ.
I saw that, and I thought I was seeing something, like, I thought you had reposted, but then I was like, oh, no, this is the video for it.
Yeah, so let me share this up here. So, yeah, there I am, talking about the case. But, yeah, check out that. That's on our YouTube if you want to check that out. I finished that up. Really great case. The title of the video is MSI Actually Makes Good Cases. So if you're looking for a new PC case, you might want to consider MSI. Check out the video. Always good doing video content. So check that out. Full length video on our YouTube page. But
sweet.
We are going to go play some Marvel Rivals because that's Ryan's favorite game. Over on Twitch after this. So twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. We will be over there playing Rivals until maybe we switch back to Apex. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see.
But Ryan runs that stream. It's over, like I said, twitch.tv/syncomputers if you want to continue hanging out with us. And that will wrap it up for this week. And we will see everybody next week.